You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and direct from the show floor of PAC Expo and Pharma Expo. Life Science Connect, advancing the discovery, development, and manufacturing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect Radio, Pharma Expo, and PAC Expo, together in the Windy City. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Right. Good morning, Todd and Todd. Live from Chicago, Life Science Connect Radio's Day 4 coverage from this grand event. Todd, this is a gentleman we've had the pleasure of chatting with before, but looking forward to this conversation.
I am too. The whole topic of counterfeiting has kind of just grabbed my imagination. It's not something I thought about a lot in past years, and I think it's something a lot of people don't ever think of.
Well, no, the general consumer certainly doesn't understand and appreciate they should, and I can tell you and I were aware of the issue, but this event has given us a much, much wider appreciation of the severity of the problem. But also some confidence about some of the good things being done.
Yeah, there is something being done about it, right?
So let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is David DeGene. He's Vice President, Center of Excellence for Systech International. David, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into our conversation, very quickly, walk us through a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. So I've been in this industry for over 10 years, with Systech for 27 years. We've been very much involved in what we call best practices around delivering serialization, anti-counterfeiting, and authentication technologies. And my role is really to kind of be that voice in the industry.
Got it.
Well, frame this whole issue for us. Tell us, you know, how big is the counterfeiting problem? What's its nature?
So in pharmaceutical manufacturing, it's an incredibly broad area. There's, you know, estimates out there that close to 30% of all products worldwide are potentially counterfeit products,
wow,
depending on certain, you know, what market you're in. Here in the U.S., that's a much smaller number, but it is, you know, estimated to be somewhere around, you know, 1 to 2% of even the U.S. supply chain is potentially counterfeit. So it's a real serious problem. And the further you get into developing countries, the bigger the problem is.
Is the problem widening? I mean, we're aware of it. There are things we're trying to do to tackle it. Is the problem continuing to grow?
It is continuing to grow,
really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every year, year over year. The World Health Organization estimates close to being a $70 billion problem.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, talk a little bit about the vulnerabilities. Where are the holes in the system that allow the counterfeiters to get in?
Yeah, generally it's the transactions of the products through the supply chain. So manufacturers generally are trusted. They make a good product. They provide it in the wholesale chain. And then as products move through the complicated supply chain, it allows entry points for the bad guys to get into, primarily through secondary wholesalers. And in, you know, here in the States, products can move many, many times. And as those products move, that's where the bad guys introduce, you know, counterfeit products.
So what's going to happen when we deploy all these serialization solutions in alignment with all this compliance?
So obviously the goal is to protect, sure, consumer safety. So, but as products are beginning to be serialized, you are now afforded the opportunity to track those products and the transactions that happen between the trading partners. So if you're selling serialized goods, you're telling a wholesaler what's coming to them, and then they are doing the same to who they're selling it to. You have this, in essence, this pedigree or this chain of custody of that product that you know that it's genuine, and the transactions of that product are genuine as well. And that's really the overall goal of serialization and track and trace.
Does the serialization fix it?
It helps it.
Well, yeah, I guess I knew. I should ask the question better. I knew, of course, it doesn't fix it all. But,
right.
I mean, does it plug half the hole, 90% of the holes?
It really does make it much more difficult for the counterfeiters to get an entry. You know, bad guys are still going to be bad guys, so there are always going to be places where things are going to happen. But the mass movement of the products, the fact that there's traceability associated, it will deter a tremendous amount of the problem. So, yeah, I think it will have a significant impact, you know, globally on it, which is why it's a global issue. This is why literally every region in the world is implementing serialization, you know, at this point.
What else can we do? What other technological solutions are there that can get a handle on this?
So, smarter people than myself have always looked at, you know, product authentication and anti-counterfeiting really as a stacked level of technology. So serialization is just one thing to add to it. Continuing to add other anti-counterfeiting technologies on top of serialization and generally varying those technologies. You know, we've recently introduced a e-fingerprint, which is a technology that rides along with the serialization, and it provides a covert method of anti-counterfeiting as well. So people that can, when there is a suspect event, they can actually very quickly authenticate whether that was their product or not. And that's really kind of the strategy, is just to continue to layer different technologies on top of each other to you know, stay one step ahead of those counterfeiters.
David, if we assume for a minute that the industry gets only to the 2015 standards that the regulations set, I mean, how far along the whole path to addressing the problem effectively are we?
The 2015 regulation really is how they trade product today. It really is not doing anything to significantly change the problem, if you will. It's lot level traceability. And in all honesty, you know, most manufacturers and wholesalers trade in lot level today.
Right.
So it's not really a significant change. The 2017 is really the first step towards, you know, some level of traceability of the products. But really, it's not until 2023 until you really have a totally secure supply chain in the U.S.
You presented recently to Sindus Pharma. What can U.S. manufacturers learn from Brazil's strict Anvisa requirements?
So it's a great question. Anvisa has actually taken a very aggressive approach to, you know, their problem around counterfeiting and you know, products moving through the supply chain. They've put the onus on the manufacturers to track the products through the supply chain and report back to them of any suspect events. And I think it's a model that we can look at and say, hey, here's a very large market that moves a lot of products through it that are requiring serialization and traceability, and putting the manufacturer responsible to say, I know where my products are and they're safe to take. So I think we can learn a lot from that.
Yeah. You mentioned just a second ago, 2023. I mean, that's how long it's going to be until the issue is really addressed. One of the things I find a little spooky about that, if I personally have a deadline of 2023, I guarantee you, I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
I mean, how big a problem is that? I mean, to if somebody's got a long way to go, is it really a 9-year project?
I mean, if you give somebody to 2023, they're going to take until 2023 to implement it. It is a phased-in approach, and I think there are, you know, steps. The 2017 implementation deadline does add some level of protection. So it is a stepwise, and they have to put the infrastructure in the 2017 timeline to support what will be in place in 2023. Mm-hmm. So I would suspect we'll start seeing a movement even before 2023 where serialized product will start moving through the supply chain, and there will be some level of protection, but I don't think it'll be completed until the 2023 timeline.
You're exhibiting here at the show. What are you principally showcasing here?
So we've come up with a number of new innovations focused specifically around compliance-ready packages. Is really one of the things that we've introduced here, where it's a compliant package for 2017, meets the regulations, full solution for it. Risk-free delivery is really kind of, you know, what we're offering. However, it does provide the expansion capability to comply to the 2023 requirements as well. So get it in risk-free. There's a lot of people that have to do something in a very short period of time here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything you have coming through the pipeline that's above and beyond what the regulators are requiring?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The fingerprint technology that I mentioned earlier is a new, we're in a commercial pilot phase right now with not only pharma manufacturers, but outside of pharma and fast-moving consumer goods. It's a very exciting technology because it's not an additive technology for anti-counterfeiting. Most anti-counterfeit technologies, you add something to the product, mm-hmm. and then you have to have special readers.
Right.
This leverages the printing process of the barcode on the product and uses just standard cell phone technology for authentication. So it adds another layer of security that is well beyond just the serialization, and it's a pretty exciting technology. We've gotten some great feedback from our customers, and we're looking forward to launching that.
Outstanding. Well, we're day 4 of the exhibit. What's been the biggest takeaway you've had from Pharma Expo, Pack Expo, that you think our audience ought to know about?
The one thing I have to say, the turnout this year was absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of customers back in, engaged and talking and looking for solutions, and it's just been a great show for us.
Outstanding. Well, David, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Systech International?
I can be reached at davidDeGene@systech-tips.com, and you can be looked up on our website at www.systech-tips.com.
David DeJean, Vice President, Center of Excellence with SysTech International. David, good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Great. Thanks,
appreciate your insights.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. This has been Life Science Connect Radio. Todd and Todd signing off from Chicago. Our live coverage. We'll be right back.